Hare Krishna. Don't keep looking back at the mirage when you are heading to the oasis. Suppose a person is lost in the desert and has been chasing after mirages for a long time and has repeatedly been frustrated and has finally now found an oasis and is now moving toward the oasis, and the thirst is going to be quenched fully. And at that time, the person turns back and looks at the oasis, and not at the oasis, but at the mirage. And because of that, the person becomes half-hearted and maybe turns around, half turns, maybe takes a U-turn and again starts going towards the mirage. And then someone else pulls him back. Hey, that's a mirage, don't go there. But then this person sees there are many people going towards the mirage, going away from the oasis. And this person feels torn. What should I do? Where should I go? So, at such time, one's conviction is foundational for one's decision. So, if the person chooses to go towards the mirage, then frustration will result. And that frustration will result because one has chosen the mirage over the one is more convinced that there is water in the mirage. Then one is convinced that there is water in the oasis. And such a conviction is the cause of one's tribulation. So, we need to boost our conviction about where there is real water. So, of course, the mirage is here referred to the sense objects, which promise a lot of pleasure, but they deliver very little pleasure. And in contrast, the oasis is devotional service. In the oasis, we can find unlimited happiness. In the oasis, we can find everlasting fulfillment. So what we need is actually the oasis. And when we start practicing bhakti yoga, we start moving towards the oasis. But we need to persevere. If we are not careful, then we will be trapped. We will be deluded. And we will deprive ourselves of the nectar that is available. Krishna talks about this in 5.21 when he says, Bahya sparsheshva saktatma vindatyatmani atsukham sa brahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. So he says, Bahya sparsheshva saktatma. One turns away from outer pleasures, from outer sparsha, from contact with the sense objects. Vindatyatmani atsukham. One decides to delight within. And then, sa brahma yoga yuktatma, such a person, brahma yoga yuktatma, such a person is in this way connected with the absolute truth, Brahma, through the practice of yoga. And what happens? Sukham akshayam ashnute. The person experiences imperishable happiness. So to experience this imperishable happiness, we need to be convinced that there is happiness available over there. And to boost our conviction that the what we are leaving behind is not a reservoir of water, it is actually a mirage, the Bhagavad Gita's next verse is very useful, where Krishna says, Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate adyantavantah kaunteya nate shuramate buddhaha. So he says, Yehi samsparshaja bhoga, that samsparshaja, that happiness which is born from contact with the senses and sense objects, Dukkhayonaya evate, dukkhayonaya, it gives misery. And therefore, knowing that adyantavantaha kaunteya, that it has a beginning and an end, nateshuramate buddhaha, the wise person does not delight in it. The wise person recognizes sense pleasures to be a mirage and turns away from them. And the wise person recognizes spiritual joys to be the real oasis. So when we are moving towards Krishna by meditating on scriptural wisdom and by associating with those whose conviction is strong about the oceanic nature of spiritual joys and about the mirage-like nature of sensual pleasures, by associating with them, our conviction will become reinforced, will become boosted, and then we will be able to move onwards firmly towards Krishna and towards unlimited happiness thereof. So come. Akshay Mashnute. Thank you. Hare Krishna.